A blessing to the city. You're listening to CCFM 107.5.
It's in season with Sakin 107.5. That is Chad Prince. He reigns, and he's featuring Kyle Jonah on that one. That is a crowd favorite, I have to say. That one is a crowd pleaser. And of course, ahead of that one, we had Waymaker, a song that just fits in perfectly with today's Rooted Devotion titled God of Miracles. And all you have to do, you know, all you have to do is just open your eyes, and you will be surprised with how many miracles there are in your life on a daily. Just look beyond the natural eye and the physical eye, and you will just be amazed by this God. But nonetheless, right, I've been going on about this new feature. You've been hearing the promo. It is that day today. I'm super duper excited. I'm ready to unlock things in my life. Okay. It is time for Unlocked with Nokwazi Mlambo. And if you do not know who she is the founder and managing director at Outsource Solutions Group, short for OSA Group. And we're chatting all things kingdom business, entrepreneurial skills and all of that. And she's with me, and she's looking ever so beautiful and graceful. Nokwazi, welcome. How are you?
Hello, Sake in season. So wonderful to be here. And hello to all the wonderful listeners, to all the entrepreneurs, to all the business owners, to all the dreamers, to all those wannabe entrepreneurs, to all those that are lost, that don't know what to do and trying to figure out, where do I go from here? It's just a warm welcome, because you guys are absolutely beautiful and God sent. And we just hope that we're going to create a tribe that's going to change Cape Town and change South Africa and change the African continent and go to the ends of the earth. That's what you're all about.
Sure, I love it. What an amazing entry. Okay. Yay. I love it. You are our God sent, for real. You are.
Thank you.
Yes. True. And I'm really excited. I want us to just jump straight into it, right? We're talking about, you know, kingdom business and an entrepreneur's mindset today. Yeah. Can one unlock or unpack an entrepreneur's mindset?
Woo! Okay, that's a mouthful right there. So let's take a step back. Let's talk about unlocking, right? Yeah. The mindset of an entrepreneur. So when we talk about a mindset, it's a mental attitude. Mm-hmm. It's the mental attitude of an entrepreneur. And an entrepreneur in simplistic form really means the person that organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business. Mm. That's what an entrepreneur is, right? We're risk takers. That's what we are. We go out in the unknown and we just assume this huge task and responsibility. Yeah. And the mindset is a mental attitude. That's how I want everyone else to view it. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about mental attitude, in essence, what we're saying is that there's a way that we think as entrepreneurs. We've got a conviction in our spirit and an understanding in our mind in relation to who we think we are, who we know we are, what we know we're capable of. Mm-hmm. And so how I would simplify this aspect of the mindset of an entrepreneur is found in John 3:31, right? Okay. It's what I call like a far above mentality, right? Far above mentality. So let's break down what mentality actually means. Yeah. A mentality is a way of thinking, right? Mm-hmm. And John 3:31 says, he who comes from above is above all. He who is from the earth is of the earth and speaks earthly things, right? He who is from heaven, he comes from above. We have the mentality as entrepreneurs that we are above everything that we see around us. We're above this economic crisis. We're above the challenges. We're above the despair. We're above the lack. We're above banks telling us all sorts of stories, whether we can or cannot money. We're above those situations. We are solutions driven. We figure out where and how we're going to resolve solutions. So when I talk about a far above mentality, as a believer, trust me when I say that you are even better equipped because you have what I call a positional advantage. Mm. As a believer, you have a positional advantage based on your identity in Christ.
Sure.
So when you think about it, right, we need to believe and understand that as a believer, you are far above the yokes, these curses, these limitations, these negative speakings of men. You are more than just a beautiful Xhosa girl. I am more than a beautiful Swati girl. You are more than a colored brother. You are more than even being an African. You are far above that. You are a believer. You are seated in heavenly places.
Sure.
So your spiritual location, understanding your identity, understanding your spiritual location, which is your positional advantage, understanding your oneness in Christ, you must have a far above mentality. You must understand that you will always reflect your location. Let me just break it down. Your environment will eventually reflect your mindset, your mental attitude. So it's important when we talk about the importance of mental transformation, it is important because the word of God is able to change the way in which you come in with that mindset of poverty and lack into understanding who you're seated next to. It matters who you're seated next to. So the way that I want us to think about an entrepreneur is someone that is able to know and believe, and you can hear from the convictions of their speakings that they are far above. They are far above everything that they see. That's why they pursue, and they pursue with a heart that knows, like you know in your heart, that you are going to make it. You don't have a choice. There's no plan B. There's no plan C. And so mental transformation is the aspect of being able to sit and say, mental is basically means something that is off the mind, right? Transformation means the process of changing. So when we talk about mental transformation, how you, in your state of where you are in your home right now, you could start to believe that you can be an entrepreneur because you are a believer in Christ. Therefore, it means your current state, you can move from the lack. You can move from the poverty mentality. You can move from the insufficiency. You can move from the unemployment. You can move from that failed marriage. You can move from that failed business, and you can change to a place of wealth and abundance. And I don't want you to feel intimidated by the word wealth. Wealth, in essence, it's multidimensional. It's basically spiritual prosperity. It's mental prosperity, right? It is relational prosperity. It is financial prosperity. It is health and well-being. That is why I get so excited when we talk about business and entrepreneurship, because it's the only place where I know, like I know, that all you need to know is believe. And when you believe, people believe and they say convictions without having transformed their mind. That's why it doesn't translate, because you don't really, really believe it, right? It's more than just believing. It's that aspect where you have that understanding of your spiritual location as a believer, because that's what we do as entrepreneurs. We know, like we know, that we're far above. And because I'm far above, I don't see what I see around me in my circumstances of all the challenges and all the trauma and all the pain. What I see based on my imagination is what is possible. It might not be visible in my current physical environment, but I know, like I know, that if I can dream it, if I can see it, then it is actually possible. So the mental transformation is the aspect of being able to move from the place of lack and poverty mentality to a place of wealth and abundance. And it has to happen in your mind. This is why it's important as a believer to renew your mind with the word of God. But when we talk about business and entrepreneurship, I just want us to take a step back because we are really unpacking the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So when we're talking about this mental attitude, which I call the far above mentality, mm-hmm. what happens, Sake, when you don't have it? The mental transformation needs to happen.
Yeah.
How does it actually happen? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be as simplistic in this explanation is really you need to pursue knowledge and skills.
Mm. Just that.
Just that. You need to pursue knowledge. You need to be hungry for understanding this place and this environment that you're operating in. And we make it too complicated. Like you need to go and get an MBA to be able to gain knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge is practical knowledge. It's technical knowledge. It's an understanding of simplistic business management, marketing, sales, the clients, how I'm going to target them. We need to start being intentional with mm-hmm. our pursuit of knowledge, and we need to be unapologetic that we need it in order to be able to transform from the limited knowledge that we have that is incapacitating us and making it impossible for us to achieve what we know is possible. Therefore, where you are lacking, you must know that there's lack of knowledge. That's why you are lacking or perhaps seeing a failure in that particular area of your life. So when we think about it, let's think about English language as a language that everyone is taught at school, right? There's a room full of like 50 kids. Why do we end up having maybe a 5 kids getting 80 to 100 when everyone heard the same subject, the same teaching, right? There are kids that are diligent because when they receive information, they are hungry. There's a meekness in their spirit. There's a humility. They are ready to receive. And what they do is they take the same word that was received by 50 students, and 5 of them will go and they'll meditate. They'll sit on it. They will ponder on it. They will sit with, and then what happens thereafter is when they are tested, there's something called English comprehension. Comprehension is understanding. So you know the grammar, you know a simile, you know a verb, you know a noun. How do we test if you understand it? It's through comprehension. So I want us to take a step back as believers, right? I believe that I'm called into entrepreneurship. I understand the scripture, John 3:31, far above mentality. I'm ready to have mental transformation. There is the most beautiful positional advantage that I want you to understand from this day forward. It's Ephesians 1 verse 19 to 21. Aye!
Come on.
Aye, listen to this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of his power, which he worked through Jesus Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above. Hear that word, believer. Hear that word, entrepreneur. Far above principality and power and dominion and might and every other name, right? There is a spiritual positional advantage that you have as a believer, as you pursue this knowledge, as you pursue the skills, that it matters who you seated next to. I mean, if I'm seated next to a king, then you must know, like you know in your heart, that I've got access, right? And all I have to do is know how to wage the kind of laboring in your pursuit of knowledge so that your circumstances, your environment must change. For me, I'm more passionate about the areas where it seems unattainable, where you sit and you're looking at your circumstances and you're thinking, I've got these 4 children. If this woman knew, I don't know what I'm going to cook tonight. I don't have a meal. I go to church and I'm serving and I'm so committed, but I'm trying to make this business thing work and nothing is moving. There's no client that's coming to knock on your door. I've heard the word. It's been given to me. I know this is what I'm supposed to do. God has spoken to me about my assignment, but I'm not seeing. I'm speaking. I'm saying the words. I'm speaking the promises, but I'm not seeing this thing translating into notable results, because notable results are their own preachers. Let's not get that confused. Therefore,
what I'm going to tell you today is that you have to understand that where you're lacking, there's lack of knowledge. Therefore, you need to pursue the knowledge that pertains to that specific matter. If I'm struggling with clients, it means I need to pursue the understanding of how do I engage a potential client? How do I have someone coming to knock on my door to come and buy my cakes because I'm selling cakes, right? Why are they not lining up, right? Yeah. What is it that I'm not understanding about the client's perspective? What am I not understanding about the marketing of my product so that the potential clients can come in and buy what I'm selling? Mm-hmm. If I am selling weaves and I do hair, I know that I'm so good at it, and this is what my calling is, this is what I'm passionate about, right? My question is, if no one is coming to knock on the door, that means you have not been able to take this skill and this gift and this ability and package it into value that can be exchanged for money.
Sure.
You have to get to a point where you just say, I don't know this. I don't understand it. That's why I'm not getting the results, as painful as it is. But we want to create a tribe of entrepreneurs. That's why we're doing this show. We want you guys to walk a journey with us. Yeah. Don't get overwhelmed by what you don't have. I want you to start imagining what is possible. Oh, believers, you need to go back to that place where you could see. You know, they said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see. Ay, ay, ay. And I like this model that is used by Dr. Steve Peters, right, who is a professor who really talks about mind management. And he talks about the mind in a very simplistic form. He talks about the chimp, which is really the emotional side of your brain. He talks about the human, which is the logical, the one that processes, the one that analyzes, the one that is overthinking. Then he talks about what they call the computer. This is where your values and your beliefs sit, right? So how do we form beliefs? Why is it that you, as an entrepreneur, do not believe that you can build a multi, national, successful, and impactful business? What is limiting you in your mind, right? Yeah. The circumstances, whether you come from a location, whether you come from Cape Flats, whether you come from the burbs, whether you come from Cairns Bay, doesn't really matter, right? Your mindset is that Dr. Steve Peters is referring to in terms of your values and beliefs.
Yeah.
They need to change in that computer, right? How you form beliefs, mental transformation through knowledge can be transformed and changed into being able to see the possibilities. So I accept, I empathize with you, and trust me, I've been there where you do not see a way out. The only other way is you need to change course, which means do what you've never done before. Buy a book if you're always buying makeup. You know, pursue the understanding of how to market my business. Go and find a book that talks to that. Start to understand the things that you do not understand. And because we are believers and we've got a positional advantage, it's time to make use of this word of God and start studying and meditating and also understanding the scriptures that pertain to that you're struggling with, but being able to not just understand it, have the change that happens in your mind where there's a conviction in your spirit that what wasn't possible before starts being possible.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on.
And the reason for it is you want to be able to have foundational truths. This is why I like the word of God as a believer, which is my positional advantage. And a positional advantage of everyone else that believes in God is that we have a spiritual location where we're elevated and we're seated in heavenly places, which means I've got access. I'm far above the principality of darkness. I'm far above the lack. I'm far above all of the rejection that we've experienced as entrepreneurs. And because I've got that mental transformation in my mind, it becomes very important for me to be able to understand the foundational truths, the statements that I know to be true. There are statements that entrepreneurs, even when they do not believe in God, that they're statements that they know to be true. And what are those? Those are convictions. Those are the things that they're speaking. We're taught in church to speak the word of God, right? They speak And you know what is very interesting is that they are borrowing from the word of God. Mm. They are confessing. It's what they call foundational truths, because they're statements that they hold to be true. Yeah. And those come from your beliefs. What do you believe about yourself? You've got to believe as a believer that my identity is in Christ. He's given me a purpose. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb and has appointed you as a prophet to nations. He's got good plans for you. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And he says in 1 Peter 4 verse 10 to 11 that he's God, right? He has given each one of us a gift from his wide variety of gifts. If you have the gift of speaking, then speak as if God himself is speaking through you. If you have the gift of serving, then serve with all the strength that you have, so that all of it gives glory to God. So when you've got that conviction, I'm not trying to figure out whether God will give me influence or not. He will give me influence.
Yes.
I'm not trying to figure it out whether God will give me wealth and abundance. He's able.
Yeah.
My thing is, God, if I do not have it, what is it that I do not understand? Where am I lacking in knowledge in terms of being able to access what you've given me? Because I am seated in heavenly places. Look at this thing on First Ephesians. This is why Ephesians is so amazing for me. In fact, let's put on pause Ephesians 1. Let's go to Ephesians 2. We are raised together with Christ. Raised together. Do you know the word together? It means one plus one.
Yeah.
Raised together with Christ, that's seated in the heavenly places. This changes your perspective of who you are. I am a believer, so I can't do ordinary business that the rest of the world is doing when I know that I'm seated in heavenly places. It means whatever it is that I see that God puts in my spirit, I can have it as long as I can find it in the word of God. Sure. That's the power of knowledge. That's the power of information.
Yeah, amazing.
And that is the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Amazing. Listen, from today, we ought to shift our mindset to have a far above mentality. I want us to quickly take a breather and go to the shops. And then after that, we'll hear what the folks are saying, and also we'll continue. Stay close.
Fantastic.
It is 10:40 on In Season with Psyche, and we are getting unlocked with Onogwazi Mlambo. Just to read a few of the messages that came through, she received a message from Vanessa Fibb that says, "This is so, so good and encouraging. We are set apart in the marketplace. Thank you, Nogwazi." Ronal is saying, "Wow, wealth. The way she defines it and explains it, I needed that." Amen. And Verna, amongst many other messages, says, "Wow, I'm just loving the sister's spiritual motivation. May God just continue to bless her with answered prayers." And speaking about answered prayers, Nogwazi, I want you to take us through the mandate and function of a kingdom business.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise be to God. Thank you. To God be the glory for all the wonderful messages that we're receiving. He gets all the praise.
Yes.
He gets all the honor. To him be the glory. To him be the praise. So what is the mandate and function of a kingdom business, Sake? So let's talk about, you know, what is a business? A business is an entity. It's a legally recognized organization, right? And the purpose of a business is to solve problems. So your whole idea of pursuing business, you have to identify a problem in the marketplace that your business intends to solve, right? That's the mentality that I need you to have from this forward, all of you amazing entrepreneurs. And then what you do is, I need you to think about your skill, your ability. You know, a gift is everything that constitutes an advantage to your life. That is called a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that constitutes an advantage to your life is called a gift. So when we talk about business, it's the ability to package your gifts, your abilities, your skills in the form of goods and services in exchange for monetary value.
I get it.
Simplistic. All right. Right. Now, you must also think about this. As a believer, your gift is deployed to serve the purposes of God and to be a blessing to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, as you you're pursuing what we call business, you have to understand the king's mandate,
mm-hmm.
right? If I'm going to operate in a place, you need to be sent by the King of Kings and need to understand what's his mandate in that corporate entrepreneurship that God has called you to get involved in, whether you're an executive at a financial institution, an executive at a retail, mm-hmm. a manager in a commercial building, whatever it is, whether you are a painter, whether you are a broadcaster, mm-hmm. whatever spheres of the mountains that exist,
yeah.
you know, that you are serving, whether it's media, you need to understand that your skill and ability can only be recognized when you can package it in a way that is derived by potential consumers and clients as valuable.
Mm.
We need to become too valuable to be ignored.
Sure.
And the only way that
and we are.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like it's more than just doing. You have to start having this conviction in your spirit. Like, if God has given me a voice, what is that voice for? And where do you want me to serve with my voice? If you've given me the gift of speaking, I didn't have to create platforms. Yeah. I didn't have to go onto Instagram and start trying to get a following and get people to hear me. God prepared me because there is the law of process. And once he knew that I'm ready, God says he gave me a word that I want everyone to understand when you got sent. And it was Jeremiah 1 verse 7. I always said when I prayed, I was like, oh God, you know, you knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. You appointed me as a business and entrepreneurship prophet to nations. I was declaring, I was calling to manifestation what I believed was in my spirit. And then God says, go a few levels down to Jeremiah 1 verse 7. And he says, hey, Ndokwazi, do not say that I am a youth.
Sure.
Do not say that I'm a youth.
Yeah.
Because now he is sending me. He said, you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak.
Sure.
And then I realized it was a switch in my understanding. This is why we call, when we talk about knowledge, knowledge is information that brings awareness. The reason why I emphasize understanding, it's comprehension. It's no longer just knowing for the sake of knowing, but it is the comprehension of understanding. What does it actually mean? And this is why you may know that God has built you to become X, Y, and Z, but you need to have an understanding of what does it actually mean.
Yeah.
And so when I want to talk about the aspect of a kingdom business, it really is a business, except for that it's got a kingdom mandate.
Mm.
And to hear more about this, guys, come back next week.
Yes.
I'll be sitting with the most awesome entrepreneur of our times, Mrs. Gugu Dlamini, and we're going to unpack this a little bit further. So come back next week. I'm just going to leave it at there.
Sure.
For now.
Sure. Yes. I'm having goosebumps. You know, I'm really, really having goosebumps. And I believe that through you, not only me, but thousands of people listening right now, our minds are being renewed. Our minds are being renewed to have what I love, a far above mentality.
Hey.
I love it. Yeah. I love that. I'm running with that. Because we, as you mentioned, we've been raised with Christ in heavenly places, to dwell in heavenly places. Sure. Sure. I love it. 061-798-1075. Have your say. We want to know from you as to what you think about that, on the WhatsApp line. Johnny's saying, wow, the lady that talked now, really spoke into my spirit, full of wisdom. Glory to God for her hashtag unlock. For her hashtag unlock, you, Anita Slinger, is saying, sure. I'm thinking your guest must be a motivational speaker or pastor or teacher, all in one, Jay. She's just all in one. She speaks with so much enthusiasm. I totally enjoyed listening, especially being reminded that I have a positional advantage.
Amen. Positional advantage. Sure. Seated in heavenly places.
Yes, yes. And I believe you read Manisha's message as well. Sure, people are just loving it and they are just ready to being unlocked, you know, from the cocoon we have kept ourselves in unknowingly, you know, because we lack knowledge.
Yes.
We lack that knowledge.
And my name is Nokwazi, which means knowledge.
So... That's a funny story. Like,
even better.
Like, you know, my grandmother went to church and I didn't have a name, and she came back and she said her name is Nokwazi. Like, and this is why it's so important that when you name something, there's power in naming. Yes. You know, you are speaking. Every time someone is saying Nokwazi, they're saying, or some people call me Nokwazi. I don't know why, but I go with that too.
Yes.
It's just saying knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Mm. And I've pursued knowledge even as a kid, even in spaces and in places, because I assume the position of being a student in everything. When I go to church, my thing is assuming the position of being a student. I assume I know absolutely nothing.
Sure.
Every place, even as I walk into this platform that praise be to God and all glory and praise to God only for giving us this opportunity as OSA group. But it's, I'm assuming the position of being a student. I'm here to learn. I'm here to understand what people are struggling with. I'm here to learn how radio works. Every position that I'm in, even as I walk in and I do work with corporate sector clients through the privilege and opportunities that God provides, I assume the position of being a student. I never ever assume that I know anything about anything.
Mm.
And that's the position we must have as entrepreneurs.
Yes.
We need to move away from this, mentality where we think people owe us something. No one owes us some things. The word SMMEs, which means small, medium, micro, and emerging micro enterprises, does not mean you must have a mentality where you're waiting for a handout, where you think someone owes you something. Let's change the script. Let's flip the script. Let's start being people that are forward thinking, that are solutions driven, that are forward thinking in the solutions that we have, where we stop talking about how much private sector is not giving us work, how much they're not, the banks are not giving us money. If they're not, then let's figure out where we're going to get this money from. We've got a far above mentality. As believers, no kingdom business should be struggling unless the only thing that can limit you is the voice of God and the law of process. You must respect process. And don't get confused by the process where you sit and you think it means God hasn't called me. It means, he knows all the seasons. He knows when he's preparing you. Just allow yourself, immerse yourself in the test, immerse yourself in the learning, immerse yourself when you spend 5 years just sitting with the word of God and God says, I'm imparting, I'm informing, because your spirit has got meekness and humility to learn. And when I am ready, because I know what I know that I've placed inside of you, I will unlock for you to start speaking only at my appointed time. Don't despair. Guys, I want everyone to know that in this particular platform, you matter. What God has placed inside of you, let's unlock it so that the whole world would get to hear the skills and the gifts that God has bestowed on his sons and daughters.
Sure. Praise be to God for Unlocked with Nokwazi. It's 10:50. Next week, she's back. Same time, same place. And I believe there's still more yet to uncover with regards to this topic.
Yes.
And we're going to do all of that. But for now, let's just place our life in Jesus' hands, and so that we can have a far above mentality.